Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Tasha Begtal, director of the Henry Washington Early Childhood Area Board, about childcare in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. And you're holding some other community meetings in the other counties that the board serves, the area serves. Is that correct?
Correct. We are doing these community conversations around childcare in all four counties. There is an early childhood board for every county in the state of Iowa. It just so happens that our Henry Washington Early Childhood Board is merging with Des Moines and Lawisa. And part of that process will be that we create a new community plan for the whole four counties. So we're engaging in these focus groups and childcare conversations in all four. We're doing a lot of those in the first couple weeks of January, doing one in Mount Pleasant, one in Wapello, and one in Burlington as well. And I'm anxious to see kind of what parents and providers are saying in those communities as well, if we hear kind of the same thing of really wanting the community to get behind the importance of childcare.
And with the merging of the four counties, do you see the community plan that's been in place for Washington and Henry changing?
Well, it will have to change because it does just cover the two counties. I don't necessarily foresee a lot of the distinct priorities related to those two counties necessarily changing, but certainly the plan will look different because it's a bigger area, and so we have more kiddos to take care of, and so we might see a few nuances, few little changes here and there.
All right, and kind of going back to the in-home providers, you talked about once they've reached the six children threshold, there are certain requirements that they should meet through the state. What are those requirements?
Well, some of the obvious would be that folks that register with the state of Iowa have to go through first aid and CPR training, mandatory reporting. Depending on what level they want to be, so there's something called an A, a B, and a C, and oftentimes that's related to not only the level of credit hours that they're taking every year in education, but also the number of kids that they're caring for. So they might have a larger space in their home, so they might want to be a level C, so they're caring for maybe 12 kids instead of six. So yeah, those basic first aid courses, stuff like that, and then a few other child development courses, background checks.
And is there a push across the state then to have more in-home providers since there's been a decline in recent years?
To say across the state, I think the state of Iowa would love to have more registered providers. That's a given. Whether there's a push for that, I think it's each community kind of in their own desire, whether they want to have licensed centers or whether they're more interested in having those home providers. And it just kind of changes. It depends on what the community itself is interested in and needs.
Interesting. And if there are people out there listening that have some input but weren't able to make the meeting, is there a website or an email address they could voice their thoughts?
Actually, I would just love to hear from them personally. They can always give me a call at 319-461-1369 or certainly email us. We do have right now a Henry Washington Early Childhood website, but with the merger, that will be going down, and then we'll create a new website for the four counties.
Very interesting. And looking ahead to the legislative session, is there any legislation that you know of that will impact early childcare?
There was some federal legislation passed about a month ago or so, and that will eventually affect how the state of Iowa handles their childcare, especially for centers or homes that take care of kiddos on childcare assistance. We're not real sure yet how that might look. We're hoping that eventually it really increases the quality of care for kids on child care assistance and access to it. But we're kind of waiting to see. But I do anticipate that will change some of the regulations in Iowa.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tasha Begtal, director of the Henry Washington Early Childhood Area Board, speaking about child care in the area. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.